In 1990, the Northwest Arkansas Council formed in an effort to represent the region when it came to matters of securing resources to improve the infrastructure of the area. Goals at the inception of the council included development of a regional airport and an interstate highway, ambitions considered lofty by many at the time. Earlier this week, the council marked its 25th anniversary. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked to Uvalde Lindsay, who served on the first edition of the nonprofit organization, and Mike Malone, the council's current president and CEO. Uvalde, who is also an Arkansas state senator, says the first ever meeting of the council included some very familiar names.
Well, the first gathering was in May or June of 1990 when Mr. Walton, Mr. Sam, Don Tyson, J.B. Hunt, gathered their colleagues, their peers, if you will, in the McElroy boardroom upstairs in the old days when it was a McElroy Bank on the corner of the square in Fayetteville, to talk about the creation of the council. And they had asked me to come and visit with them about that. And during that meeting, they decided. Miss Walton was there. Alice was there. It was quite a gathering of distinguished leadership from the business and civic community of Northwest Arkansas gathered together to try to develop an organization that would improve the region, improve the economy, and improve the economic well-being of everybody that lived here.
Mike, what were you doing in 1990?
I was a junior in college.
Okay.
Hendricks College.
It's kind of a cliche to say it doesn't look the same. In some respects, it does. But there are so many things that have changed, aren't there?
There's been tremendous, massive change. And it's been incremental. One thing leads to another, leads to another. That's the progressive nature of community development. Once we began to turn the first spade of dirt for the regional airport, the poured the first pound of concrete, you could begin to feel the region coming together and saying, we can do this. This is a monumental change, a change in attitude, a change in outlook, and a change in what we believe we could do together.
I want to ask you about that change in outlook. It's often said there was kind of that Friday night syndrome, you know, Friday night being high school football, and Rogers would take on Bentonville, Fayetteville would take on Springdale. Did you have to get past that a little bit?
Well, Kyle, quite frankly, getting regional cohesiveness was probably the secret to the council's success. We were playing Friday night football 7 days a week. We were competitive among ourselves, and we were fighting each other for, quite frankly, the crumbs that might fall off the table, whether it's building highways or getting federal funds to do certain things, whether it's water systems or airports or anything else. We were fighting among ourselves and not winning much. The convincing or the belief of our community leadership, civic, business, that we could do better if we all worked together was the pivotal point, I think, in the council's formation and the council's success, because we could then pick a project and speak with a common voice. As I used to tell my colleagues in state government and in Washington, wherever we were, that we were all singing the same song, not only the same song, but we were on the same verse. And we were singing that song as often and as loudly as we possibly could to convince others that Northwest Arkansas was the best place that the state or federal government could invest their funds because the return would be good.
You've both mentioned to me in previous visits here that, yes, the council has kind of been this unifying, this voice, but you've both stressed that what the successes here have been because of a lot of cooperation from different entities, and I imagine that's still the case?
Absolutely. When I first came on board, I learned from Uvalde and Congressman Hammerschmidt, and Congressman Hammerschmidt had a great line in which he said, the council doesn't build an airport or pour the asphalt for a highway. We rely on public sector partners to do that. We can help create a vision and bring people around the table to develop a strategy to find the funding or to get the political will to get a project done. But the real work of building is done by our partners in communities, at state government, even at federal government and contractors. So that's still very much true today. Nothing happens at the regional scale without partnerships, without collaboration. And Northwest Arkansas is really good at that. We've learned that. It's not a skill that you just wake up one day and start collaborating. You've got to get some early wins. You've got to have successes. You've got to have kind of a common story that everybody learns and starts to tell together. And I often say, when I came along and came into this role, it was a heck of a lot easier to work on the regional projects because of the foundation that the forefathers and foremothers and the team at the council helped lay for us. And so today people expect it. They demand it. Why aren't you working together is what we hear more often than not.
When you click off a list of items that exist in Northwest Arkansas now that did not in 1990, Bobby Hopper Tunnel, XNA, a Northwest Arkansas Community College campus, Walton Arts Center, the YAMP. I mean, we could go on. And these are all these sort of noticeable changes. Was there something, do either of you think there was something that was a early win, an early success that maybe the rest of us don't think about that isn't as physical as the things I just mentioned?
Well, of course, the focus was infrastructure for the council to start with. But in a way, the earliest success was bringing two county judges and five mayors together in a common voice to hear from the business leadership, Mr. Sam, Don, JB, and others, talk about their vision of what Northwest Arkansas could be. And the sharing of the plans for what Walmart or Tyson or J.B. Hunt could become over time with a vibrant region that was totally engrossed in supporting and building a labor force and totally putting together that process of collaboration, of community partnership. That it was all boats would rise with that rising tide, because the economy was just going to get better as all of our communities grew with the economic base that we had.
We've got a great photo around the office, and I use it from time to time to show that senior business leaders have always been intimately involved in promoting and growing the region. And it's from a 1990 field hearing of the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Congressman Hammerschmidt convinced the chairman to bring the committee, take it on the road and bring it to Springdale, Arkansas. And it's a great picture of Sam Walton, J.B. Hunt, Don Tyson, and Alice Walton all at the witness table there to testify as to why Northwest Arkansas investment in Northwest Arkansas's infrastructure was good for the United States. And obviously they made a very compelling case. But I bet that was a moment where, with everyone speaking with a common voice, at a common event, and it got a lot of attention, I know, because I still hear about that field hearing today. I bet that was a watershed moment.
I'm sure it was, Mike, and thank you for reminding me of that. September 1990, the largest field hearing ever convened by the then Public Works and Transportation Committee. John Paul Hammerschmidt, JPH, was the ranking member of that committee, and he convinced 18 of his colleagues to join him, both sides of the aisle, senior people. A great opportunity for the region's leadership to make a striking presentation, to make a difference, to prove, quite frankly, in their testimony, that Northwest Arkansas was one of the best places, if not the best place in America, to invest scarce resources.
Uvalde Lindsay was with the Northwest Arkansas Council at the beginning, and Mike Malone is the nonprofit organization's current president and CEO. The Northwest Arkansas Council recently celebrated its 25th anniversary. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums last week.